As the fight for immigration reform rages on and LGBTQ activists continue to make great strides towards equal rights, one group that doesn't quite fit neatly into either box are LGBTQ immigrants. This is especially true when undocumented LGBTQ immigrants get put into immigration detention. Latino USA producer Daisy Rosario has more.
Imagine being put into solitary confinement for being gay. That is happening right now in the United States. Reporter Erica Sanchez wrote a story about it for Truth Out. That's how she met Eddie.
On the questionnaire, he stated that he was gay. And because of that, they felt that perhaps other, you know, detainees would harass them. And that does happen. However, to put someone in confinement is pretty inhumane.
For safety reasons, she didn't use his last name. Eddie was stopped by a cop for passing a yellow light. Unable to provide a license because he was undocumented, he found himself detained for 61 days. Several of those days were spent in isolation. For Eddie, being in solitary presented a different danger.
He was literally going to go crazy. He had no human contact. He wasn't a criminal. I mean, he was pulled over for, you know, a traffic violation. And they told him that he was put in confinement for his own safety, which is absurd because his mental well-being was compromised as a result of this solitary confinement.
But this isn't the only type of abuse that LGBTQ detainees are facing.
People are not given their HIV medication or their hormone therapy, which is really detrimental to their health. There was a transgender woman, Victoria Arellano. She was Mexican and HIV positive, and because she didn't receive her medication, she died in detention in California.
Sanchez also interviewed Jonathan Perez of the Immigrant Youth Coalition. In 2011, Perez and a friend entered detention voluntarily. It was in response to the recently announced prosecutorial guidelines in cases of deportation. The goal was to unclog the court system by letting immigrants who posed no threat to society apply for work visas instead of prosecuting them in the same manner as you would a high-risk individual. But on the ground, Perez was hearing that the guidelines were being ignored. He wanted proof.
That was our goal, was to get these stories, and folks helped us out. They went around and started gathering people's stories, and we actually were looking for some particular ones that we can highlight.
At the time, it seemed like only the immigrants who fit into a neat little box had any chance of fighting their deportation.
You know, if you're not a quote-unquote dreamer, then you have very little chances. And I think that's what really hit us, is that coming out, it was really hard to help people there because they either weren't here for 10 years or they had criminal record.
Since 2011, things have changed. A little. Perez says that the work done by immigration activists has made it so that people with minor criminal records have a better chance at fighting deportation. But LGBTQ detainees remain a people without a story. Their issues aren't championed by the mainstream LGBTQ movement. And they aren't the face of the immigration battle either. Perez continues to fight. His experience showed him exactly who he was fighting for. To read Erica Sanchez's article, visit our website, latinousa.org. For Latino USA, I'm Daisy Rosario.